Today's Amud for Chazara is Yevamos Nunhei Amud Aleph. We're holding on the Daled Amud Beis, five lines in the bottom, by the word of Haditnan. So it says the Gemara of Haditnan, that Amar Luai Mesa Yishtacha, they tell Reuven, your wife died, V'nasa Achaisa, so he goes and he marries Achaisa Me'aviyah, he marries her paternal sister. And then Mesa V'nasa Achaisa Me'ima, they tell her that she died, so he goes and marries her maternal sister. Mesa, they tell him that she died, and V'nasa Achaisa Me'aviyah, he goes and marries number two's paternal sister. And then Mesa V'nasa Achaisa Me'ima, and then they tell him that wife number four died, and he marries her maternal sister. So the halacha is he really finds out that all of them are alive. So Mutter B'rishayinu B'shlisha, so B'chamisha is going to be Mutter to wife number one, three, and five. Two he's not married to, because two is one sister. Three is not one sister, so three is Chal. Four is three sisters, so he's not married to four. But he's Mutter to five, who's not related to three or one. So a male of Reuven dies, and Shimon goes ahead and does Yibam with 1, 3, or 5, so that's going to pass to the Tzaris. But V'asr b'shniyo b'revias, Reuven is asr to 2 and 4. And V'ein b'yas achas man p'yitaris tzarasa. And if Shimon goes ahead and tries to be miyabim, wife number 2 or 4, so nothing happens through that, because they're not married to Reuven. V'imba'al ashniyo l'achar misas arishayna, but if wife number 1 really did die, so when he married, when he was together with wife number 2, that kedushin was taifes, mamela, kedushin was not taifes with wife number 3, because 3 is 2 sister. Mamela, it is taifes with wife number 4, and it's not taifes with wife number 5. So in such a case, mutter b'shniyo b'revias, upaitra started saying, it'll be the reverse, it'll be mutter to wives number 2 and 4, and it's even with them that will pass to the tzaras, and v'aser b'shlishes u'b'chamishes, he's going to be aser to wife number 3 and 5. So it's clear though from the Mishnah that there's an iser ba'atzim, the iser erva of aches isha applies bein with its alma, says the Gemara, that aches ishta is bein min aim. In the first case he saw that kedusha was not taifis with wife number 2 because she was wife number 1's aches me'avia, and in the second case of the Mishnah he saw that when kedusha was taifis with wife number 2, so it was not taifis with wife number 3 who was 2's aches me'ima. So you see it's even true by a maternal sister. Ask the Gemara minalan, what's the makar for this? That the Isser of Achis Ishtai doesn't say Lahed in the Torah. So what's the makar that the Isser of Achis Ishta of Achis Ishtai applies bein when it's Minav or even when it's Minayim? It says the Gemara that Yalef Me'achaisev. You learn now from the Erev of Achaisev. Me'achaisev bin Aab bimina'im. Afkan bimina'ab bimina'im. Just like a sister, it doesn't matter what type. So to my Achis Ishtai, it doesn't matter what type. Ask the Gemara of Anilif Midei Dasei, Midei Dasei Mina'av V'loi Mina'im, Afkan Mina'av V'loi Mina'im. Maybe we should learn out from an aunt that's only if it's your father's brother Mina'av's wife, she's usher to you, but not your father's brother Mina'im's wife. Says the Gemara, Mistavra Me'achaisav Leila Me'ilav, she can Krevi Atzim Krevi Atzmai. Makes more sense to learn out Achis Ishtai from Me'achaisai, because they're both Krevi Atzmai, as opposed to Dei Dasei, who's Krevi Aviv. As says the Gemara, Adarabba, Midei Dasav Leila Me'ilav, she can Davra Dei Kedusha, Midavra Shadei Kedusha, because they're both similar and that they're davar shalidei kedushin. Achis ishtai and deidasa are both arayas that come through marriage. So says the Gemara, Ela me'eshes ach yafinan, the most appropriate erva to learn out achis ishtai from would be eshes ach, because it has both of those milas. The shekein davar shalidei kedushin ukrevi atzmai. It has both of those similarities, it has both of these characteristics as achis ishtai, that it's a davar shalidei kedushin and it's krevi atzmai. And eshes ach is beimin abim in aim, so to achis ishtai is beimin abim in aim. Now, Eshesach gufa minalei. It doesn't say it anywhere in the Hadith in the Torah. So how do you know that Eshesach is aser beimin ab beimin aim? The Tani we learned in the Brisa. Ervas Eshesach yichalei segala beimin ab beimin aim. The Brisa says it's both. Now ask the Gemara, how's the Brisa know that? That's aimer beimin ab beimin aim. Ein alam in ab leimin aim. Maybe it's only minav. Says the Gemara v'dinu. We have a svara to say that it's by both. Chayiv kav chayiv ba'achoisa. Ba'achoisa beimin ab beimin aim. Avkam beimin ab beimin aim. Just like ba'achoisa, it's both by a father's sister, a sister from a father and a sister from a mother. So to by Eshesach. It doesn't matter if it's achiv mina'av or even achiv mina'im. Says the Gemara, klachad arzu, maybe go the other way with it. Chayiv kav v'chayiv b'dei dasei, ma'dei dasei mina'av v'loi mina'im, avkam mina'av v'loi mina'im. Maybe we should learn that from an aunt, that the isra of eshes ach is only if it's your ach mina'av and not if it's your ach mina'im. So nearly midayim, which one's more similar to? is eshes ach more similar to Achayse, or is it more similar to Deidase? Which one's it more similar to? Dan and Krevi Atzme, Krevi Atzme, Vali Techich Deidase, Shu Krevi Av. L'chayre makes more sense to compare Ishes Ach to Achayse. Aiklacha Derech Zu, Dan and Davar Shalane Kedushim, Davar Shalane Kedushim, Vali Techich Achayse, Shesha Bame Elof. Or maybe we should compare it to Deidase, because Ishes Ach shares with Deidase that they're both Ayde Kedushim. So Tamu Laimer, the extra words, Erva Sechichahi. That is an Isser of Ishes Ach, Erva Sechichi, an extra Erva, it's two, Beimin Av, Beimin Aim. Why is the Torah making this, giving us this mashmais? That's kilu. There's two Ishes Achs, because there are two. It's both when it's mina Av, and even when it's mina Aim. Ask the Gemara, who said, Beima Idi Vidi Beishes Ach mina Av. Maybe both Psukim of Ishes Ach are both when it's Ishes Ach mina Av, and Chadad Yesh Labanim Bechaye Baila, Vachadad Ein Labanim Bechaye Baila. And one's when, it's both when Reuven divorced his wife. Reuven's still alive. Reuven divorced Mrs. Reuven. And the Torah is saying that Shimon is usher to Mrs. Reuven. One's telling me that this is true in a case where Reuven has children, and one's in a case where Reuven does not have children. So says the Gemara, no, it can't be, because Ein Laban and Bechaye Baila mid Rav Huna Nafka. If she doesn't have any children, but he's still alive, so that I know from Rav Huna's drasha of Nida he. So it can't be that this is to teach us that. So Veimi Idi Vidi Beishes Ach Mina Av. Still, maybe both are Eishes Ach Mina Av, and Chadad Yesh Laban and Bechaye Baila. One's talking about where they have children together and Reuven's still alive, and one's where they have children and Reuven's not alive, that she's an erva. Says the Gemara, no, that can't be, because the Yeshabanim lachar misas baylo, it's richa cry. I wouldn't need this fasik to teach me that if they have children and Reuven dies, that Mrs. Reuven is also the Shemin. Because midam rachman ashein labanim mutara, so Yeshabanim asura, it's a pasha the diak. But in fact, the Torah tells us the mitzvah of Yibo. Now when they do not have children, so then she's mutar to Shemin, it must be if they have children, so then she's also the Shemin. Says the Gemara, not necessarily. Maybe the diak you're supposed to make is something else. That v'dilma ein labanim asur la'alma v'shayr liyava. When there's no children, so then the Torah tells us is yibam, and there's an iser to marry l'shuk, as opposed to yesh labanim, where maybe the din is that she's shayr la'alma v'shayr liyavam, that she's mutter to the yavam, and she's even mutter l'shuk. Inami, or you can say the diak in a different way. That ein labanim is a mitzvah, yesh labanim rishas. If they don't have children, then he has a mitzvah to be miyabim her. And if not, then it's just a rishas. Inami, or even if we're going to go with your diak, and we're going to say that ein labanim in, and yesh labanim lai, that he's only mutter to her if she does not have children, if they did not have children. But if they have children, then he's aser. But still, v'lav haba mechal asay asay, that's only going to make it into an isra asay. That's still not going to teach us that it's an erva. So that's why, so in memela, it could be that both of these psukim in the parsha of Arayis are talking about yeshes ach mina av, and both talking about yesh labanim, just one's b'chayi baila and one's l'achar misas baila. Which the Gemara says in a Chanami, because of Krachrina, we have yet a third pasuk of Eishes Ach. It says Ervas Achiv Gila. The extra words that it says in the parish of Eishes Ach, Ervas Achiv Gila, that teaches us both when it's Mina Av and Mina Aim. Says the Gemara, who said? So that's the Makar. Now I ask the Gemara, now that we see that there's an Erva of Eishes Ach, both when it's Mina Av and Mina Aim, Ve'ima Eishes Ach Mina Aim, Ke Eishes Ach Mina Av. Why don't we see that they have the same dinim? That Ma Eishes Ach Mina Av, L'Acher Mises Bay L'Sharia, Af Eishes Ach Mina Aim, L'Acher Mises Bay L'Sharia. Just like there's a Mitzvah Yibam with an Eishes Ach Mina Av, so why don't we see that there's also a Mitzvah Yibam when you have an Eishes Ach Mina Aim? Which the Gemara says, Amar Kra, he, Bav Yasa Tehei. The Torah says by the Isser Erv of Eishes Ach, Ervas Achicha, he, that teaches us, Bav Yasa Tehei, that there's an Eishes Ach who remains with her Isser. What's that? That's Eishes Ach Manaim. There's no Hetri Yibam. She's always going to have her Isser Erva. Now the Gemara says, to explain some more psukim in the parish of Arayis, Achayse the kasav ba'kareis lamali. Why does the Torah specify kareis ba'achayse? Anyways, it's a general pasuk by all the Arayis that says that this kareis, so why does this Torah single out achayse? The Rabbi Yechonon for Rabbi Yechonon, Shrasha, Dam Rabbi Yechonon, Shemasa, Kulam Be'alam Echad, Chayiv al Kolachas Va'achas. If a person does all of them in one helam, he's going to be chayiv a separate chatos for each and every erva. And that's learned out from the fact that the Torah singles out Karis by Achaisai to teach us that each erva is an independent iser. Says the Gemara, though, fact the Gemara, Rabbi Yitzchak, who learns this out from somewhere else, he says, he uses this drasha for something else. He says, Kochai v'krisis b'chlal hayu. It says Karis by all the Arayas. Why does the Torah single out Karis by a sister? It's coming to teach us that by a Chaisai, there's only Karis and there's not going to be any Malkus. So the Chalik Minalan, where does he know this other halacha from? That if a person is Ba, Kulan, Behelam Achas, he's Kayav, Chayav, Achas, Vachas. Nafkalemi, Ve'el Isha, Ve'el Isha, from the extra words, Ve'el Isha, Rashi says, So l'chayev kol isha v'isha. That's coming to teach us that he's chayev for each one an independent iser. Now, Dudasa de Kasaba Rahmani Arira Miyu Lamali says the Gemara a similar kasha. By Daidasa, the Torah specifies that he's gonna die childless. Arira Miyu, he's not gonna have children. He's gonna be childless. Now that's Rashi explains it. That's part of the Einish of Kares. So why does the Torah specify specifying Kares by Daidasa? Like says, why do I need that? Says the Gemara, look at the Rabba Rami. Rabbi asks that there's really a stira within the nature of the Chiv Kares. Ksiva Rirumiyu, which is Mashma, he's gonna be childless from the children that he already had in the past. That those children are gonna die. Uksiva Arirum Yamusu, Mashma, even in the future, that the future children, he's not gonna have future children. So, Ketzan, how do we reconcile the two psukim? That Yesh Leibanim Kaivran, the children that he had, he's gonna bury, and Ein Leibanim Ailech Ariri, and if he doesn't have children, so he's not gonna have any children. And it says the Gemara, V'etchach Lemechtav Arirum Yiyu, V'etchach Lemechtav Arirum Yamusu. We need both of these psukim. Nikaz Rachman Arirum Yiyu in the past, Havamina Ad Chete, the only children that he had before the Chet, those are gonna die. Avon Mechate Ve'elav, so that lie, but he could have children after the Chet. Kaz Rachman Arirum Yamusu, then no, even in the future he won't have any children. Vikaz Rachman Arirum Yamusu, Havamina Mechate Ve'elav, I would say Dafka from after the Chet. Avon Mechar Alai, but the children that he had before the Chet, those will remain alive, and therefore Tzricha, that's why I need both Psukim to show us to know that both of these aspects are true, that the old children are gonna die, and he's not gonna have any future children as well. Oh, you're right.